I'm Evan Dawson. Join me on the Connections podcast, where we dig into the stories and the issues shaping our community with the people at the heart of all of it. And you can be part of that conversation. Listen to Connections with Evan Dawson wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listeners, is your morning cup of coffee tasting a little less flavorful than you expected? The secret to a great cup is starting with fresh beans. And at Joe Bean Roasters, they roast and ship daily, so you get super fresh coffee every single time. If you want to level up your morning routine, check out their new Guide to Brewing Better Coffee at Home, which covers everything from grind size to water quality. You can get cheap shipping straight to your door or choose convenient local pickup at Joe Bean or at Peppermint. Head to JoeBeanRoasters.com and use the promo code LUNCHADOR10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Thanks to Joe Bean for sponsoring the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. I have been dealing with a lung infection that has lingered for quite some time. I've had 3 weeks where I have not been able to stop coughing, and it has been quite a bit. I cough so much, I actually gave myself a hernia. That is how bad it is. So I am just trying to get some of these episodes out. And I wanted to thank everyone who has been messaging, asking where the next episode has been. I really got a kick out of how many people have been jumping on to some of my social media messaging saying hi. I got a bunch of voicemails and text messages to the hotline asking how I'm doing. And once someone mentioned on one of my social feeds that I was sick, I've got a bunch of people sending in some wonderful, wonderful text messages. I got some factoids to help me make me feel a little bit better. So today I am going to do a little bit of factoids, and in between these little awkward pauses, I may be cutting out some coughs, which I've been doing quite a bit already. So if you didn't notice any coughs, I guess I'm doing okay on my editing. But you guys are phenomenal. I am so happy that the Factoid Hotline is out there. You guys have been offering some amazing things to me. If you want to send in your factoid or a story to make me feel better, whatever you want to do, please feel free. 585-310-2473. And I want to go to my first factoid. And this comes from Lynn. Lynn, thank you so much for this one. And she goes, hey, Magnus, you are a huge fan of the ocean and seas. I figured I would send you a message since you're not feeling so good. So apparently scientists have just confirmed that sharks actually make noise, like actual clicking sounds. Humanity has spent centuries thinking sharks were the silent murdering submarines. And then one day scientists grabbed one in New Zealand and it starts clicking like a pissed off iOmega jazz drive or zip drive, I guess. Zip drives also had the click of death, right? And also, I want to give you a bit of a bonus factoid, because researchers now think jellyfish sleep, even though they don't have brains, which is crazy true. I actually looked this one up. I had to look this one up. So it's like publishing and finding that brainless jellyfish seem to have sleep behaviors, despite not having a brain. So our understanding of sleep has just changed around drastically again. So it's pretty darn cool. So Lynn, thank you for that. As you can hear, this voice is pretty tough. I'm trying to get through these just alone here. So you can imagine what it sounded like 3 weeks ago. Another message came in, and I got a kick out of this one too. Hey, Magnus, this is Trevor. Literally just joined the Patreon like 10 minutes ago. Super happy to help out, and I love what you're doing. The gelatinous cube was killer cool. Thank you for that. Everyone who didn't see this, I made a giant gelatinous cube for a D&D event for awesome people to take pictures in front of. I just want to make something awesome for the city, make for the community and stuff that way. But Trevor goes, I heard a thing today that ruined my sense of reality. Scientists figured out that there are mushrooms that can survive in Chernobyl by literally basically eating radiation. Like these don't just tolerate it. They seem to actually use it and consume it. So somewhere in the ruins of a nuclear disaster, there are goth mushrooms thriving off death energy like a tiny forest warlock. Trevor, I love the description there alone. That's amazing. yes, these mushrooms are crazy weird. They came up on the news a little bit ago. Look at them if you haven't. They're like these, what you'd expect a radiation-eating mushroom look like, black and ominous. And it looks like a goth mushroom, too, just eating radiation there. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for loving the show. And you are correct. That is extremely a Mind of Magnus factoid. So thank you so much for sending that in. If you guys want to send a factoid, please feel free to reach out. I would be happy to have you be part of this show. I am still looking for some fun stories for the end of the year. So I'm getting a lot of texts and cool facts every day. Well, at least weekly, not maybe every day. But if you guys want to send me your stories in, I would love to hear your stories as well. I want to hear some cool, creepy stories, some cool factoids, things you've learned, how you've learned it, any way you want. But the hotline is not just for factoids, it's for everything now. So thank you for everyone for the well wishes. I'm getting over this cold, and I want to just thank everyone for sending messages in. I really am striving to do more with the community, and the Patreon is a way to do it. So I only have a few followers. It grows and it ebbs and flows, which is something I always like to do. But Trevor, thanks for joining the ranks. And I will be sending out more stuff this week to the Patreon crew. If you guys want to send in your stories, feel free. Matt will give you the info at the end of this episode. Here's a quick little short episode I just wanted to give out. So thank you so much for guys joining in. And I got to stop because I'm going to start coughing right now.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know! Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473, visit mindofmagnus.com, or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.